Hey, let me ask you kids a question.
What's the podcast? It's always funny. It's the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
What's the podcast? It's never running. It's the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
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 Like him.
Live from the Mangy Dog Radio Hour Whoop-de-doo podcast, take 74. Welcome, everybody, and welcome your host, the lovable, the pain in the ass, Jesse Perry, everybody!
Hey, everybody! Everybody! I'm only a pain in the ass when people are inept!
Welcome to the Mangy Dog Radio Hour of Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo!
With me, as always, is the bastard Mark Anunson.
Hello, fools.
As well as the talent, Mr. Sean Parrott.
Hey, guys!
Hey, I'm Sean. Your beloved host, Jesse Perry.
Welcome. I don't dislike either of you.
Shut up!
And we go to hell, all of you! We're sorry, folks. The last episode, I died. And I think we're all having trouble recovering from that. We died, we went in the future. Wasn't that the best episode ever?
Best ever.
That was just a fantastic episode.
It was.
Thrilling, gripping drama.
Heart-wrenching.
I didn't laugh once.
Tear-jerker.
It was just drama.
As an outsider, I've seen...
Who's talking?
Who is that? Hello? I hear a voice.
Oh my gosh, my eardrum. What happened?
Grandmother,
is
that you?
A different voice in it.
Grandmother?
Ah, this is very exciting. With us at the Mangy Dog Whoop-de-doo. We have a very special guest with us,
as always,
is Mark's grandma. No, it is Ryan Williams.
Hey, Ryan.
I just wanted, as an outsider, I've seen...
Good to see you, too.
Welcome.
Must say what I'm thinking or we'll forget.
As an outsider, I've seen
Can we do 50
Sean
minutes?
Dine come back.
Yeah.
I've seen Jesse Dine come back.
No, I'm not back
I'm
yet.
Here
this
out
is
of
Tron.
Nowhere.
This
oh,
is
I'm
Tron.
Sorry, Tron. The goatee threw me off.
Yeah.
This show has got more elaborate plot holes in it than Lost.
Yes.
Zing.
We'll need to put that effect in there a couple times.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Spoiler alert.
Well, thank you for being here. Ryan is going to help us make fools of ourselves
spoiler
this
alert.
Week.
Spoiler alert.
Did you just calm down,
sorry.
Tron?
Sorry.
This is out of control.
He's been drinking water all night.
Yeah.
Gosh, Lee.
I'm trashed.
Everybody's a little loopy. I'm still on pain meds.
Mm-hmm.
I've degausseted completely.
You look good.
I'm actually, I can tell I no longer have Luke Gossett Jr. in me because last week I got a movie role. Got a movie role. Pretty proud about that. Pretty proud about that. We'll be discussing that.
You're also the undead.
That's true. We haven't recorded in a few weeks. We've all been kind of doing our thing. You know, my children, Zaxxon and Dig Dug passed away. I don't know why you're laughing about that.
They were dumb kids.
But how dare you, good sir. But I am pleased to announce that last week my wife and I adopted a new Mexican child named Cuberto. And he jumps diagonally all over the place.
Oh.
The schnoz on that kid. But he's a good one. So
he has OCD,
been...
doesn't he?
Yes.
He's he got everything five times.
Absolutely. But he's a good kid. He smells a little. We have got a pretty big show, because this week's show is going to make a difference.
Yes.
Ooh.
Why?
A big difference.
How? Tell me.
How big?
Now, as no one knows, we air on Revere Radio
big
at revereradio.org. Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yay. Absolutely. We air there 11 p.m. Central, 12 p.m. Eastern. We air this show, simulcast it.
Yeah.
For people who don't have iTunes.
What day? Is that a certain day or just every day?
No, it's only Friday night.
Okay.
Which is a prime time for people to stay in. And and it's been going really well. No letters. And it's just been a real... Just a treat. And
thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Glad to have you, Ryan. We are glad to have you.
I hear a voice. Okay. Oh, wait. We already did that.
But we are actually, Revere Radio announced recently that they are becoming licensed to become an FM station.
Ooh.
A real FM station.
Look out.
What does
we will
stand
be
for?
Broadcast FM? Across the swamps of Florida.
Ooh.
Freaking mad. Is
what
but here's the thing. It's not free. No. They asked the FCC. FCC said no. It requires money.
Wow.
They need $7,000.
U.S.?
I think Canadian.
Okay.
Maybe. To get their license, and we are having a great fundraiser.
Yay!
We've got lots of great comedy coming up to celebrate Revere. We're going to play some Revere promos. We'll even do a brief promo for our show that we'll then cut out and email to them eventually.
Neat.
You're fantastic, by the way. I'm sorry I called you a bastard earlier.
I'm sorry, Jesse. I was mean to you. I'm sorry.
I apologize. Ryan, do you have something to say?
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
You said $7,000 is what they need to raise.
Yes.
Are we talking about that we just need to raise $7,000 or we need to raise $7,000?
Well, Ryan, let me tell you a little bit about Revere Radio. When you walk into the offices there, they have a giant thermometer poster on the wall.
Right? That's
and
true.
It starts at zero and it goes up to 7,000.
That's true.
And every week, Doris gets a piece of paper with all the...
Doris is a gem.
Doris is... What is it? 6:50 our time. Doris is passed out drunk.
That's yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, she's my kind of
man, this is not Doris's day.
Tron, you still got it.
Oh, man, this is going to be... I think the whole show might be this funny.
Maybe.
Oh, wow.
Maybe.
I'm sorry. I got distracted. We got to raise money for Revere. That's the most important thing here. It's not about comedy. We've never been about making people laugh.
Never.
We need $7,000 in cash. Please send your cash to Chad Ryden at his address.
Right here in Nashville, Tennessee.
Right here. Well, maybe. I don't think he wants that revealed, but okay.
Right 37212. Smyrna?
Now, one thing we want to do is that we want to play a quick commercial by Revere to kind of showcase some of the great programming that they have. Mm-hmm. We did not make this. Someone designed it online for them. It's really great. Check it out. And we'll be back in a second here on the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-dee-doo.
Some radio listeners have to get up in the middle of the show to use the john. Revere Radio listeners come equipped with astronaut diapers. With great programs like The Rob Revere Show, Total Information Radio, Super Dave and Reese, Guymon Adams, Nowhere to Run, Visibility 911, The Red Zone, Anti-War Radio, The King Mob Show, and 33rd Parallel News. Who can blame them? You're listening to Revere Radio, the worldwide home of free speech, even when it's ugly.
Revere Radio.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Now, did you notice during their listing of great programming?
Yeah, Parallel 33 News is my favorite.
They didn't mention one show.
Oh.
There's one show
which
they
one?
Forgot on
which
the,
one,
which show
the worldwide home
about?
Of free speech. Hours!
Oh!
They didn't mention the whoop-dee-doo!
Doris!
Oh. I'm going to keep all 7,000 to myself, I'm thinking.
Let's not blame Doris.
I don't know. By the way, according to that commercial, is it just me or did Florida just get pot like last year? Because,
I think you're right.
Still getting used to it. But I got to say, to Revere, I'm a little hurt that we were
little,
not mentioned.
A
little hurt. But we're going to keep plugging them.
Why not?
Okay, because they've done... so much for us.
Absolutely.
Now, if you don't mind, guys, I'd like to finally focus on me for a second.
Oh, thank God.
I'd like to... you might want to cue up the echo. And I'd like to read a...
Jezatorial!
Okay.
Echo. Just add it in post, goddamn. I hope I know how to do that.
Greetings, Americans! Rabid right-wing shill and renowned libertologist, Jesse Perry here. Taking a break from forwarding slanderous emails to discuss the Democratic primary. Barack Obama continues campaigning with style and grace, and that makes me sick! Not once has he called Hillary a lesbo. Come on, B.O., it's right there! It's a scientific fact that most voters are idiots and rely on their own prejudices and fear in the ballot booth. Democrats seem to think they can use rational logic in order to trick these dipshits into gaining common sense, while Republicans know that exploiting those fears is the only path to the White House, the bling, and all the fine bitches. That's why my current favorite Republican candidate is Hillary Clinton.
Yes, Hillary.
The way you've morphed into a mean-spirited hillbilly over the past few months has been a pleasure to behold. You've scared the shit out of millions of retards throughout this great land, and I, for one, am delighted. I pounded the table. You guys said, I am delighted. Yes, Hillary, you're teaching us all that hope and change are concepts reserved for gays, abortionists, and Satan. You go, girl! This has been Jesse Perry reminding you that freedom isn't free and liberty isn't liber. Thank you. Thank you. This is how it is.
Hello, and welcome to All Gay Porn, the exciting new game show where contestants get to decide whether a sound clip is one thing or gay porn. And here's your host, Jesse Perry.
Hey, everybody. Hi there. How you doing tonight? Welcome to Or Gay Porn. Roddy, who's our first contestant?
John Johnson, come on my back. You're the next contestant on All Gay Porn.
Calm down, John. Calm down, John. Calm down. We're all very excited. Now, you look like the kind of guy who's seen some gay porn in his day. But are you good enough to win this prize?
A new car! And a butt plug! From Chevy's new Lancelot line of cars and trucks comes the Pummeler with four-wheel drive and a hatchback for easy rear entry.
John, that is a great prize. And you can win it. If you tell me whether this next clip is a diving coach giving a pep talk or gay porn!
Deeper! Deeper!
Well, John, what do you think? You've got 3 seconds, John.
It's gay porn!
John, you are correct! Give this man a butt plug!
Tune in next week for more fun, more prizes, and more anal sex on Or Gay Porn!
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Good show. Wow.
That was terrifying. Or Gay Porn, a fantastic game show. That's one of the gigs I got last week, that and the movie. Mm. I don't like the show. I don't like being part of it.
No.
But I
do.
Free gay porn. That's the gig.
Yeah.
I was happy to be in it.
That was a great act out you did there. It was free. So, we're still here. You know, a great CD released last week. Mm. Yeah. Released to number 2 on the charts. Best charting comedy CD.
Ever.
Ever.
Really? Oh.
I just guessed at that.
That's true.
Wow.
Beating Dane Cook's former record at number 4, Tron. Well, I know that makes you happy as a
yes, I
the man that
Dane
killed
Cook.
Your brother.
He killed my brother. Prepare to die.
well, yeah. Now, by the way, it's Flight of the Conchords.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, I had no
I should have mentioned that. Yeah. Flight of the Conchords. And we just happen to have that CD. In this room.
What?
And through some burning equipment, we would like to duplicate that track into this program so that you may hear it.
Whoa.
Yay. I love enthusiasm there.
Yeah!
There we go.
Whee!
Now here's Flight of the Conchords, only on the Manger Dog Radio Hour.
Whoop-de-doo.
I'm the motherfucking rhinoceros. My beasts are fat and the buds are on my back and I'm horny.
I'm horny.
If you choose to proceed, you will indeed concede. Cause I hit you with my flow, the wild rhino stampede. I'm not just wild, I'm trained, domesticated. I was raised by a rapper and rider that dated and subsequently procreated. That's how it goes. Here's the hip-hop-hopotamus, the hip-hop-hippo.
They call me the hip-hop-hopotamus. My lyrics are bottomless.
Some Sometimes our rhymes are polite, like thank you for dinner, Miss Wright. That was very delicious. Good night. Sometimes they're obscene, like a pornographic dream. NC-17 with ladies in a stream of margarine. Ha 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 ha. Yeah. Some margarine.
They call me the hip-hop-opotamus. Flows that glow like phosphorus. Popping off the top of this esophagus. Rocking this metropolis. I'm not a large water-dwelling mammal. Where did you get that preposterous hypothesis? Did Steve tell you that perchance? Steve.
My rhymes and records, they don't get played. Because my records and rhymes, they don't get made. And if you rap like me, you don't get paid. And if you roll like me, you don't get laid.
My rhymes are so potent that in this small segment I made all of the ladies in the area pregnant. Yeah, sometimes my lyrics are sexist, but you lovely bitches and hoes should know I'm trying to correct this.
Other rappers dismay, say my rhymes are sissy. Why exactly? What? Why?
Be more constructive with your feedback, please. Why?
Why? Why? Cause I rap about reality. Like me and my grandma drinking a cup of tea. There ain't no party like my nana's tea party. Hi, ho. I'm the mother flippin'.
Who's the mother flippin'?
I'm the mother flippin'. I'm the mother flippin'.
Mother flippin'.
Hey, it's Ryan, and it's 2:18 in the morning. You know what that means. It's time for...
The Cooking Channel presents... The Alcoholic Gourmet.
Hi, it's Ryan. How you doing? Once again, it's late at night. Welcome to the Alcoholic Gourmet. It's good to have you back. I'm back. I just got in. Today, we're going to be taking a very much-needed vacation to the wonderful land of Tuscany with one of my favorite gourmet treats. I hope it's one of yours from the vast land of Italy, which I've never been to. Tonight we'll be making one of my favorite dishes, spaghetti-os. And what you need in order to do this dish is you need our trusty can opener, which we've got again, and then you need a can of spaghetti-os, which, you know, a lot of people will tell you that you have to have the Franks in it, and I'm telling you right now, as a professional cook, you do not need to have Franks in it. You don't need anything. You got everything you need right then and there. So there you go. We're just gonna get it open, and motherfucker, it's like I don't know how to fucking use a can opener, and. And there you go. This is a great meal to have if you're alone, which I am. I'm alone. I'll admit it. I'm not. Nobody else is here, and I'm fine with that. I'm a man, and I can live with any mistakes I might have made. And you know, another thing is that's really common with this particular dish is people say that you have to eat it heated up, and that is also not true. Because the sink is full of dishes, it looks like we'll be enjoying it straight out of the can. This is living, my friends. Thank you once again for listening to the Alcoholic Gourmet, and we'll see you next time.
This has been the Alcoholic Gourmet. Thanks for listening.
Shut up, Ryan.
Why don't you fucking do anything anymore?
Guys, we're back!
Hey!
We went from the Alcoholic Gourmet to him actually doing a little act out in the studio here. Ryan, a damn fine job. Thank you, sir.
I have no memory of that whatsoever.
Fantastic. Well, we are here at on the Manger Dog Radio Hour, whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
And we are raising money for Revere. Please, let's look at the tote board. Let's look at the tote board!
Doris?
Nothing. All right. Nothing so far, but please send your cash to yes. Chad Ryden at his address. Well, that's probably not a good idea because he would totally take that.
Yeah.
Don't send money to Chad. All right. Oh,
what?
We have a CD. We
don't
plug
it
enough.
We do.
We do have the best of. Now you were at that show, weren't you, Mr. Williams? Where we debuted the live CD and did some sketches and some stand up. Yep. Hope to have another live show in Nashville soon. Maybe we can do something in Florida for Revere. That'd be great. Oh. Be happy to do a fundraiser for them. That would be.
Now they need $8,000.
That would be yes, indeed. But we're very excited for various things. I mean, I can't tell you how much.
I like hot dogs, Jesse.
I do too.
God, do we have hot dogs?
Let's go get them. Oh.
How many? 21:20.
Yeah, we're good.
All right, we're doing fantastic. Now, what were we? Oh, we got a great new sponsor.
Yeah, we do.
We got a fantastic new sponsor. He's a local mirth maker. He gave us some money. We're not going to give that to Revere, that money. We're just going to kind of pocket that.
No,
but please send money for revereradio.net. And now, let's listen to our great new sponsor, only on the Menu Dog.
Hey, kids, who's ready for some fun? Why don't you let Frown in the Cloud entertain you? You know, gang, ever since my divorce, Frowny's hit the skids, and the joy has left my existence. But my severe financial and emotional loss is your gain. Do you need to add some pizzazz to a wake or a child's funeral? Well, call old Frowny. I can make balloon animals, based off of the nightmares I have. If you mention this ad when you call, I'll let you punch me in the face for free. Call 555-CLOWN for reservations. Let's get ready to party. Yay!
Frowny the Clown.
Wow, Frowny.
I think that guy
big money
is. I'm so glad he gave us money. You know,
we love him.
After that, he can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, touch me wrong.
It's his business. Welcome to the Manger Dog Radio Hour. Whoop de doo yet again.
Whoop de doo.
We're still here after that 30-second clip. Now we do have a pretty interesting a call coming up, Mister the Fungineer, the call master, the call center, the
caller. Are you there?
We call him Rajneesh because he is the call center. Mark Anunson earlier called the mother of someone in this very studio.
Yes. Who is it?
Yes.
Okay, you're done guessing at home. It was Ryan Williams. Huh? Now, Ryan, your mom broke her leg.
I got a phone call at about 3 p.m.
Sure.
Central Standard or Eastern?
It really doesn't matter for this story. But if it'll make you happy, Central.
That does make me happy.
And
AM
she
or?
Literally said, Ryan, are you busy? And I said, well, no, Mom, what's going on? Because she never calls me because look at me.
Yeah,
exactly. And she says, are you busy? I said, no, what's going on? She said, I broke my leg. I said, Mom, what did you do? She says, I have no idea. That's my mom.
Oh.
Apparently she was walking across the street and she broke her leg. And
Holy shit.
She said she slipped, but I don't. It's frankly, it's starting to sound a little shady. I think my mother owes somebody money.
Was she close with one of those Tanya Harding deals?
I
now you know we you know certainly like to support our friends and make sure that their families and loved ones are okay.
Time of need.
So Mark made a prank call.
Yay.
Now let's listen to it now only on the Manger Dog Radio Hour. Whoop de doo.
Whoop de doo.
Hello?
Yes, Linda Fenton, please.
This is Linda.
Hey, Linda, this is Dr. Jones over at the hospital where you got your leg looked at.
Yes.
You familiar with HIPAA?
HIPAA, yes.
Okay, we need to find out why the hell you were looking through everybody's file when nobody's looking. I'm just reviewing some of the tapes from the waiting room. You were looking through patients' files.
I'm really...
And I realize you hurt yourself and you might not have been in the best of mindsets.
No,
but please
I was,
keep your nose out of our patients' files.
I like to find out about other people, especially when they're in the same hospital I'm in.
Yeah, I know. You're nosy.
I am.
We can break
I am.
Your nose and fix it. Okay? You broke one leg, I'll break the other next time.
Oh, who is this doctor? Who?
Dr. Jones.
Dr. Jones, uh-huh. Okay, Dr. Jones.
Got a little...
Dr. Jones, surgery in the surgery room.
I'm on a HIPAA call. Well, ma'am, I thought you were going to...
Dr. Henderson, please report to outpatient.
I thought you were going to deny looking at the records and I would have called you a hypocrite. But you didn't. You ruined the call. You're the Kelly Ripa of this phone call.
You're ripping the HIPAA.
Oh.
Good luck with your life.
I am not a hypocrite. It sounds like...
I get the last word! I get it! Not you! Me! Dr. Jones! Enough! Enough already!
Your hospital sounds like an insane asylum.
It is with you on the line! Okay? When I'm dealing with people like you, it is.
Well, what can I say?
Thank you for calling Michael Savage.
And now here's Sean Parrott with the unofficial and incorrect history of rock and roll.
The year was 1964. The band was the Beatles. They were making their first trip to America, already stars in England with a hat trick of hand hits. I Wanna Hold Your Hand, Hand Jive, and Riding on the Hand Job Highway. That night, they were to make their first famous appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show that would rocket them into international superstardom. But there was one problem. Ed Sullivan, who had served as a soldier in the Revolutionary War, was still fiercely anti-Anglo. "I won't have those redcoat bastards on my really big show," said Sullivan, sounding more like Charles Bronson. The Beatles' entire future was hanging on the precipice of mediocrity. What would they do? Find out after this message from Charles Bronson. "Hey, I'm Charles Bronson, dead actor from the Death Wish movies, and I'm here to talk about the epidemic that's plaguing our nation, Lou Gossett Jr.'s disease. The disease spreads quickly, starting at the roots, and before you know it, you've turned from an Oscar-winning actor into a has-been. I'd rather be dead than be a has-been. And so I am. Dead, that is. This is Charles Bronson saying, wash your hands and don't get the gossip." And now back to the unofficial and incorrect history of rock and roll. The Beatles' entire future was hanging on the precipice of mediocrity. What would they do? Pacing in the dressing room, Paul came up with a great idea.
"Oh, let's kill Ed Sullivan. My friend Maxwell has a silver hammer."
And so it was that the man known as Ed Sullivan was killed and replaced with one of the many Ed Sullivan impersonators. This time, though, the Beatles had found themselves an Ed that didn't hate the red coats. This has been another installment of the unofficial and incorrect history of rock and roll.
Squirrels. All we really are is squirrels. We're being hunted, we are squirrels. We are appealing, we are squirrels. We want to gather nuts, but people splatter our guts when they're on a country drive. It isn't easy to survive. Back in the other day,
bum, 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 bum,
I saw a squirrel get blown away. They served him on a dinner tray. They baked him into a soufflé. Squirrel season opens up today. If you're a squirrel, run away. I don't know what else I shall say. Please call the ASPCA. Fur coats from us are made. Fur is nice, but I like suede. They scrape our fur off with a blade and never bother with first aid. We squirrels really like to play, and we like to catch some prey. Please don't kill us, this is prey. We're cute and harmless anyway. Squirrels, we're not delicious. Squirrels, we are not raccoons. Squirrels don't live in palm trees. Squirrels, or in your bathroom.
Bum, 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 bum.
That's all we really are is
bum, 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 bum.
Isn't it fine? I am a
bum. Bum, 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 bum.
Please help and save us. We are
bum, 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 bum.
I wanna whip out my
bum, 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 bum.
Bum, 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 Yes, Squirrels, a parody from the Beastly Boys.
Yeah.
Chad Ryden found that and sent it to us, so we figured, screw it, we'll play it. And we did! Now, we are here with our special guest, Ryan Williams. Ryan, thank you again for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Now, we haven't seen you a lot. You haven't been doing a lot of stand-up.
No, well, I there's a reason for it, and that's just I was kind of... I'm doing something new. I don't want to really get into it because I don't know.
No, this is interesting. Let's hear it. We always like. We don't really like new things, but we need new things.
I understand that. I'm doing something. I like. You called it captioneering, and I think that's the best way to describe it. What I'm doing now is I'm into photography, as you know.
Sure.
So I've taken some pictures and I've found some pictures on the web, which is really great with the political season doing.
Oh, absolutely.
And what I do is it's kind of funny. I caption them with like silly captions that you know what I mean. That sort of goes with it, but it sort of doesn't.
I love funny captions, that's don't you guys?
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. I brought them, but
oh, you got some examples. Well, Let's do this.
Okay, well, like let's do this. Just as an example for you guys, this is what I do.
Okay,
like, this one here, and the caption for this is, "She'll be glad she didn't see that coming."
So funny. That's good. Do another one. Do another one.
It doesn't really
the fans at home love this. Yeah. Do another one. Right, well, just they'll love, do another one.
Okay, well, I mean,
so good.
Okay, like, all right, this one is
that's a great picture.
Thanks. Well, I know.
It's good.
Wanted one more new hat.
There's already some
guys that had the hats. With the hats.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So he played a hat trick.
Mr. Yeah. Williams, you have found your niche.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Oh, man, really? Do you have any more?
I do, but this is a podcast.
Let's do one more. Come on. We love them.
You don't have to be nice to me like
we
this.
We love them.
It doesn't.
The people at home will love them if we love them.
Seriously.
That's
my theory.
Seriously? Let's do it.
All right. I appreciate it. This is actually this is actually one of my favorite ones, guys. This is one. You see that one? All right.
Oh, man. It's going to be good.
If she doesn't shut that, she'll attract more voters.
Let's just move on. Put your pictures up.
You fucking guys.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry you had to see that with your ears.
Sorry, guys.
Well, I don't know what to do now. Like,
you know, I try to... So I'm going to be outside.
Yeah, okay. You just go outside. You just go outside. Start your car. Get in it. Thanks. Okay, he's gone. Hey, thank you so much
for
enjoying the whoop-de-doo. Yeah. Let's just keep this goodwill going. Yeah. With the Caesar Coyote Mystery.
Yay.
Hello and welcome to another Caesar Coyote Mystery. Last week, world-famous private detective Caesar Coyote decided he needed a vacation, a respite from his world of murder and death. And so we joined Caesar on a tour of Asia's great torture chambers. Can anything interesting possibly happen while Caesar is on vacation? Find out on another thrilling Caesar Coyote Mystery. This week's episode, Iron Made in China. Deep within the dungeon of Changping, our hero and his young, nubile side dick take in the frights and sounds of Beijing's most infamous jail.
Mr. Coyote, those Chinamen sure were evil.
Who they still are, Jimmy. They still are.
Oh, look, that's a famous Beijing ball buster. They would put your testicles in that clamp and then swing a hammer from that rope there. Wowzers, that must hurt.
Balls in the vice. Sounds like my ex-wife.
I didn't know you were married.
It's a figure of speech.
No, it isn't.
Look, there's the anal torture devices.
Anal torture, my favorite.
That's what she said.
Who?
Oh, go look at the Asian ass annihilator. What is it with Chinese torture devices and alliteration? Asians always alliterating.
Suddenly, out of the shadows, springs a small Chinese man.
Small Chinese man? That's kind of redundant.
Hiya!
Ooh, my God, who are you?
Oh, you are very famous private dick Caesar Coyote. Very big fan, very big fan.
Thank you. What is your name?
I am Ping Ringa Chan, nephew of famous Chinese private dick Achari Chan.
You bring up a good point. How can one get some private dick here in China?
Mr. Coyote! Mr. Coyote! Come look at the Iron Maiden!
Son of a bitch! Mr. Chan, I'll speak with you later about the dick. The young Asian dick. All right, Jimmy, what is it?
Look! Here's the Iron Maiden. There are spikes inside, and they would put people in there and close it. Oh, it was awful. You can almost hear the screams of agony. And then the blood would run out the bottom, right out of Mr. Coyote blood.
Blood? Drip drops of blood?
Nonsense. It's probably just jam or jelly, perhaps a marmalade. Marmalade. Did you bring any toaster strudels, Jimmy?
But blood!
I'm on vacation, Jimmy. Damn it, I'll have a look. But after that, we're getting some lo mein.
As Caesar opens the door, out falls the bloody body of famous Chinese detective Charlie Chan.
Uncle Chan! Uncle Chan!
Mr. Coyote! Mr. Coyote!
Egg rolls. I need egg rolls.
10 minutes later, after the crowd has cleared.
Murders in Beijing always solved by Charlie Chan. But who will solve Charlie Chan's murder?
Well, Mr. Coyote...
Shut up, fool.
Mr. Coyote, maybe you are help solve a murder.
Does anyone have a snack? I'm wasting away. Fine, did you find any fingerprints, Pang Lane?
Yes, right over here. Akira had very fat finger. Must be American.
What else?
There's a half-eaten toaster strudel over there.
Strudel? What flavor?
Strawberry.
I'd better investigate.
You can't eat that. It's evidence.
Yes, it is, Jimmy. Evidence that our killer had very good taste. The frosting is delicate with a hint of lemon zest, and the filling is still hot. He couldn't have gone far.
Wait. Something in Uncle's pocket. Business card for a Brutus Coyote.
What?
Brutus! My evil twin brother. So he's been hiding in China, has he?
Yes, brother. Yes, I have.
Out of the darkness steps the spitting image of Caesar, holding a bowl of fried rice in one hand and in the other...
Dynamite! Caesar, we meet again.
Can I have a bite of that?
Of course you can. In hell!
Suddenly, like a demented wedding guest... Brutus throws the rice at Caesar and lights the dynamite's fuse. Will Caesar and friends get out of China alive? Or will it be A2 Brute as they are blown to bits and scooped into their coffins? Find out on next week's thrilling Caesar Coyote Mystery.
The Cooking Channel presents... The Alcoholic Gourmet.
Yeah, hello, good evening, or I should say good morning at this motherfucking point. You know what I'm saying, you feel me? It's late at night, and you're listening once again to the Alcoholic Gourmet, and we're glad to have you back. Whoopsie, and boy, are we back. And always, we are glad to be here. Tonight, we'll be doing something relatively gourmet, which is ironic considering what they pay me for this fucking show. We will be enjoying ourselves some delicious tuna. So what we did was we got ourselves some tuna steaks back in 2004 when we were happy. Since we're not having tuna steaks tonight because I forgot. I'll admit it. I'm admitting it to you. I forgot. So instead we'll be enjoying a can of tuna. Which once again falls under our canned goods heading and subheading for these particular shows. Now, a lot of people will tell you when you're preparing yourself some tuna that you need mayonnaise and bread in order to truly experience this thing to its fullest potential, and you don't. You don't. As a matter of fact, I'm using my fingers once I get this cocksucker open. There we go. There we go. That's all you need right there. You will want to drain it, and that does take a couple seconds. So while we're waiting, what better time than to talk a little bit to our ex? So I'm just going to get her on the phone here. Okay, we're just going to... And the great thing about my ex, as you will find out when she joins us on the show, is that she... Hey, what's up? I'm sorry, were you sleeping? No, I just wanted to... No, because we got... Yeah. Yeah, a couple. Yeah, what are you doing? Are you by yourself? I know what time it is. Yeah, I know what fucking time it is. I just wanted to call you and say hi. What the fuck? Don't turn it into this. No, I just wanted... Listen, will you let me talk? Are you okay? Well, I just was thinking, you know, I was thinking about the time when we did the, remember when we got the tuna steaks and with the teddy? Don't fucking yell. What do you, stop. I was just calling to say hi and you gotta yell at me. I'm sorry. Okay, whatever. Okay. Yeah. No, I'm great. Yes, I'm fine. No, I didn't drive. Yeah. No, Jason drove. Jason from accounting. Why would I lie to you? Why do you? Oh, you know, I'm not the liar. You're the fucking liar.
That's all the time we have this week, but join us again next week for another episode of The Alcoholic Gourmet.
God damn, stupid fucking...
Bellies and spies. Bellies and spies. What you doing out there, mom?
That's pretty freaky, Barry.
Ooh, Barry.
Is it cold out in space, Barry? You can borrow my jumper if you like, Barry. Does the cold of deep space make your nipples get pointy, Barry? Do you use your pointy nipples as telescopic antennae to transmit data back to Earth? I bet you do, you freaky old bastard, you. Do you have one really funky sequined spacesuit, Barry? Or do you have several changes? Do they smoke grass out in space, Barry? Or do they smoke astroturf? Ooh! Receiving transmission from David Bowie's nipple antennae. Do you read me, Lieutenant Bowie? I said, do you read me, Lieutenant Bowie? This is Bowie to Bowie. Do you hear me out there, man?
This is Bowie back to Bowie. I read your loud and clear, man.
Who, yeah, man? Your signal's weak on the radar screen. How far out are you, man?
I'm pretty far out.
That's pretty far out, man.
I'm orbiting Pluto. Drawn in by its gravitational pull. I'm jamming out with the McJaggernauts soon. And they think it's pretty cool, man.
It up on my LSD screen.
Can you see the stratosphere ringing?
To the choir of Afro-Nauts singing. Bowie's in space.
Hi, I'm Tron Parrot. Many people knew my brother Sean as happy-go-lucky, go-getting, and as the talent. Very few people saw the man behind the yay. And what I hope to do by sharing these, the secret letters of Sean Parrot, is to shed light on that other side, and to give people a glimpse of the tragedy that was his life. April 7th, 2007. Dear Tron, as you know, I have gained fame and fortune, have had praise heaped upon me, and have been steeped in drugs and vagina as a writer on the Mangy Dog Radio Hour Whoop-De-Doo. Unfortunately, there is a dark side. Apparently, and I had not heard of this before experiencing it myself, a life of hard drugs and sexual escapades can lead to arrest and itchiness. The other day, a woman came up to me, I guess she recognized my face from the radio, and she asked for an autograph. And do you know what I did? I signed it in jism. And she loved it. Ha ha, she said, another one of your humorous gags. No, no, I wanted to scream. It's not a joke. I'm trying to insult you. I hate you. But not as much as I hate myself. Things have taken a turn for the worse lately. A hooker has stolen my computer, and I am writing to you on a typewriter. Your brother, Sean.
Wow. Tron paired a fantastic commercial. I thank you, good sir.
Thank you.
Did a damn fine job. Oh, man, what a great show. Again, get up to the Fly of the Conchords. And Ryan, thank you for your great work. Also, I want to thank Corey Rapon for sending a clip in. I want to thank Corey. Encourage him to keep sending us stuff. We love clips. If you would like to send a clip, email me at jesse@mangydog.com or mangy, letter K, number 9, at gmail.com. Make it Gmail because it can handle gigantic MP3 attachments. Now, this has been a very exciting show. Lots of stuff.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff. Most importantly, the telethon.
Amen.
Ooh, yeah.
How are we doing with that?
I think we're doing pretty good. Excellent. We're doing good. Let's look at the giant thermometer.
Look at that.
There's the top board. There it is.
I see it.
Wait.
I'm looking at it.
I see a little red at the bottom. Hey. I see a little red at the bottom. According to the digital readout, we have made 38 cents for Revere Radio.
Yeah.
Go
on.
Yeah.
Go on.
We're high-fiving. Hang on.
We don't high-five.
Okay. Thanks. Oh, man, this is great. Now, let's get a note here. We have the note of the person that donated it. It's 38 cents from Mr. Crud Bumstead. Let's see what it says. Here you go, guys. Play my commercial.
What? He doesn't tell us what to do.
Actually, he does.
Oh.
We are sheep. Now here's Crud Bumstead. The only donator. Now on the Mangy Dog Radio Hour.
Have you recently been involved in an accident and sustained minor or even fictitious injuries? Call the law offices of Crud, Bumstead, McCready, McCarthy, Crud, and Crud Incorporated right now at 1-800-LAW-STUFF. That's 1-800-LAW-STUF. We have helped hundreds of people get the money they deserve and thousands of people get money they had no right to. Ha! I'm Lester Crud of Crud, Bumstead, McCready, McCarthy, Crud, and Crud Incorporated, and I have been using lies and deceit to hornswoggle and boondoggle foolish judges for over 30 years. Some would call me an ambulance chaser, but I prefer to think of myself as an ambulance happen-uponer. Every day, as if by magic or voodoo, I find myself behind a car accident. And inside that car, I find someone with a neck injury or, and I'm using air quotes this time, a neck injury. And as a lawyer, I have sworn in front of God and regular folks to uphold the law and to stand for truth, justice, or some approximation of neither. So, if you've recently been involved in an accident, please call the law offices of Crud, Bumstead, McCready, McCarthy, Crud, and Crud Incorporated at 1-800-LAW-STUFF. That's 1-800-LAW-STUF. And you can leave off the last S for fraud. Oh, and don't forget our motto. It don't matter if you're hurt. We can make something up.
Crud, Bumstead, McCready, McCarthy, Crud, Incorporated.
Wow. Thank you very much, amazing. Crud Bumstead. Your 38 cents will, you know, they'll do something.
Sure.
They will do something. We will send that straight to Revere Radio. If you guys want to donate to Revere, please go to revereradio.org. And if you want to donate to us, go to mangydog.com and buy our great best of CD.
Oh, it's
volume one, 30 plus tracks, 70 plus minutes. Ryan, you've heard it. Do you like it?
Let's say yes for this.
Fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. Now, let's go around the room and let's do some plugging, Mr. Anunson.
I have a big show coming up May 30th. Yeah. Friday night at Bongo Java.
Ooh.
Ultimate Comedy Under the Sea.
Exciting.
And I'll be doing all my Under the Sea music and stuff and comedy.
Yeah.
May 30th, what time at Bongo?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Cheap cover.
Bongo Java. Check out NashvilleStandUp.com.
Five bones.
Well worth it. These guys are hilarious. Ryan, anything you want
to
plug?
Hey, I'm going to the movies this weekend. You guys are free to come. Thanks, Jesse.
Fantastic. Now, Sean, Mr. Parrott, what would you like to plug?
I'm doing that Ultimate Comedy thing on May 30th.
Sweet.
It's at Bongo Belmont, 2007 Belmont Boulevard.
Oh, yes, okay. My bad. For the international listeners.
Yeah, just anybody.
It's going to be a great show. I may be outside handing out CDs. It's going to be
sweet.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm definitely going to be down there for that. I'm assuming that this will be playing on Revere this coming Friday, mm-hmm. So I just want to say that I will be performing at Zany's next Wednesday, May 14th.
Mm. Welcome.
And I will be performing in Atlanta at Comedy Highlands on June 1st, Sunday, June 1st. So if you would like to see the show or meet up with me in Atlanta, which that's weird because...
It's kind of creepy, wouldn't it?
You'd be following me from somewhere.
If you'd like to, don't.
If you like, just see the show.
Stay
don't
away.
Don't get all handsy.
Don't make eye contact.
Now, you know, this has been a great show. We've done a lot of, I'll say perfect. I'll say it's a perfect show.
Go
agreed.
Ahead and say it.
Agreed.
But I kind of want to end. With some theme music. Okay. Now hit some kind of theme music.
For a million years,
and I bet we'll be together for a million more.
Oh, it's like I started breathing on the night we kissed, and I can't remember what I ever did before. What would we do, baby, without us? What would we do, baby, without us? And there ain't no nothing we can't love each other through. What would we do, baby, without us? Sha-la-la-la.
Shit, Ubu, shit. Good dog.